Blog Talk Radio.
I know that as many of you this morning, you're going to press your way no matter what. Why? Because a change done took place in your life. And as we were saying on yesterday, yesterday night, when the change comes in, everything about you, everything that is in your life is changing. Amen. So guess what? Therefore, that means the blessings that you got on yesterday, your blessings going to change. Why? Because you don't change into a new place. So therefore, the blessings that you got last year or the blessings that you already have, get ready for a new blessing. Get ready for a new thought process. Get ready for new opportunities. That is the special about once you make that change in your life. Once you make that change, you might as well get ready for everything around you to become new. My God, you might as well get ready for a new you, a new life, a new look, a new everything about you, because it don't happen and it don't make that change. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord has done caved in because of the press. You, He did not bring you this far to leave you. He did not bring you this far to allow you to fall by the wayside. The press was great. I see. One thing about the change, saints of God, the change doesn't be easy. It's not pretty. It doesn't feel good. It deals with you. You know? Family, stand together, lock arms in arms. Amen. Him. And I thank God.
Every trial makes you who you are.
God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you this morning, Pastor Temple. First, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give God the honor, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith. I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and everyone at ADM Minister this morning. Father God, we just thank you for another blessed Tuesday morning that you allowed us to see. God, we thank you, God, that your angels shielding and protecting us all last night and up to this point, God. So we come to just say thank you. We come to say thank you in spite of our situations, God, in spite of our pains or whatever going in our life, God. We say thank you this morning, God. We thank you for letting us constantly push, God. We thank you for constantly stretching us in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the new in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, we lift up every leader that it is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them stay on a while and don't come down. God, we thank you, God, for letting them cry out like a trumpet, God, your truth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that your word is so true, God. You don't even sugarcoat it, God. We just thank you, God. Let us begin to eat, God, to digest your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We can constantly grow in you, God. We pray this morning, God, that you pull the scale from our eye that we can see as you see, God. We pray this morning, God, that you open our ears, God, that we can hear what you hear, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, that you put your hand over our lips, God, or over God, and whatever you ask us to speak, God, let us be obedient to your word, and let's speak in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we lift every radio, heavy, or over shake, God, lift to this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you create in us, even them, a new heart in you, God. We pray, God, that you be that mind regulator for us, God, this morning, God, that our mind don't have to wonder, over shake, God, and have all kind of thoughts in our mind, God. Let our mind stay on you, God. You said if we did, we could almost say that you would give us perfect peace this morning, God. So we say thank you for the perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, we see everything going on, all things that is not like you, God. But let us focus on what you are doing, God. How you're still blessing, God. How you're still delivering, God. How you're still setting the captain free, God. How you're making ways out of no ways, God. Thank you, Lord, this morning, God. We thank you, God, when our back is against the wall, God, and we just stand steward that, God, and we watch the salvation of the Lord. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for God in our heart, God, when hurt came against us, God, when perpetrators and lies of the most here against us, God. Yet and still, we say thank you, Lord, even for all of that, God. We thank you, God, for the love that you began to just pour in our heart in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, oh, God, in the most, God. Oh, God, every sick person that it is, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God, by your straight will, truly healed, God, no matter what pain comes in our body, God, but yet and still we stand on your word, by your straight will heal, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God, that you go to the nursery home, God, go to the hospital, God, even to the jailhouses this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you deliver us, make a change in their life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, when you get rid already unlocked the cell doors. And when they walk out, God, let the mind be renewed, God. Little she salvation have come in my life, God, and filled with your Holy Ghost, she go, she, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family members, she go, she, this morning, God. We realize, God, yes, she go, she, yes, Lord, they are not all saved, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, little God, that salvation come in our lives, God, and they'll begin to wake up, God, God begin to shake them, God, that they can wake up, God, and have you on their mind, God, and get ready to be saved, God, and just begin to say yes to your perfect will, God. Oh, God, move us out the way, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, not a thing, God. Yes, God. Even making decisions, we can't do nothing. Even without that, we go, but without you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask you this morning, God, let your perfect will be done in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up every youth that it is, Holy, this morning, God, as they begin to go out to school and get prepared for school, God. We pray, God, that you make a way for each and every child, God, to have the things that they need to have, prepare them to go back to school, God. We ask, Lord, God, that you send your love to angels around them, God, that it will to guide them and protect them as they go to and for the school. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we lift up the children, the family, the mother, and the father, God, and the homes that they stay in, God. We pray, God, that you make a way out of no way, God, for these babies, God, to have a safe home, help O'Shea, food on their table, gas and light, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and parents that would guide them and love them and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every male vessel that it is, God. We pray this morning that, oh, shit, God, that you raise them up, God, the way that you will have them to be, God. And we raise them up, God, to lead them and guide them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Oh, God, raise up the Ecobo Shana, male vessels, God, that they can be respected for themselves, oh, the world, shake, God, and even the world, Shana, wives and the household, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to cry out like never before, huh? Cry out, the Ecobo Shana, and lay before you like never before, huh? The world, shake, God, we thank you this morning for the means that you're raising up in these last and evil days, God, that we'll cry out for the Ecobo Shana, that won't bow down, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Ecobo Shana. Oh, God, we thank God. We glorify your name, God. And we don't have anything else to thank you, God. We thank you for life, God, because we realize you didn't have to do the Ecobo Shana. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, and that's enough to tell the Lord thank you this morning. Just for life is step, Ecobo Shana, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Ecobo Shana, God, then let us be passionate, God, just like you are, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Ecobo Shana. We pray, God, everywhere we go, let us teach a little bit, that we can minister to, that where we can give somebody your love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can encourage somebody along the way, God. Don't let us be all sore in ourselves, God. It's about saying, get our minds off ourselves, God, and see somebody else need, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you this morning, God. Lord, have mercy upon our soul. Oh, they have about that. Yes, Lord, we are in a mess, God, of our son. Only way we'll get rid of the mess, God, that you come in with your fire, assuming fire, God. Holy Ghost power, clean our minds up. Clean our ears up. Our heart, God, of the bullshit. Our footsteps, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning I ask you, God, one thing of the bullshit, God. Begin to break out my son. Break in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Break the hardness of our heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Break the hurt, Ecobo, say out. In the mighty name of Ecobo, send out. The unforgiveness, Ecobo, say. In the name of Jesus, God, Ecobo, God. Help us this morning, out of our son. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Oh, God, let your perfect will be done in our life, God. Don't let us be the same. Let our minds be no change. Man of thinking, little about God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, how we Ecobo shade you, God. Help us this morning, God, Ecobo shade, God. Whatever's going on in our life, God, we pray, God, this morning, Ecobo shade. Oh, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you touch somebody's mind. tell somebody's situation, God. When they don't give up, I think hope is gone. But hope is not gone. Hope is in Jesus. Jesus still lives. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, oh, cry out to him. In the name of Jesus, no matter what's going on, if the voice is going on in your life, come comfort me. Cry out to Jesus. Oh, comfort me. Stand. Stand like never before. Hold on my Sunday. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God of our God, we have to stand for something. We stood for something in the world. We parted with the devil, the son of God. But so it's now we change partner. It's time for us to stand for Jesus. It's time for us to praise him like never before. It's time for us to praise him like never before. Pray like, God of our God, pray like it's your last time on this earth, God of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep your journey covered. Pray on them, God. Pray in your household. Pray everywhere that you go, Lord Moshe. In the name of Jesus, God of Moshe, God, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name. These things we ask you this morning in every folk on the world, God. Let your perfect will be done, God. These things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God of Moshe. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God. Every way.
Everybody that is listening, you just take a few minutes and begin to worship the living God. You begin to thank him. Because some people cannot, some people doesn't experience God on the level that you experience on. It's a blessing. And I dare you right now, just take a few minutes and just think of the goodness of Jesus. How
yes,
he's
Lord.
Keeping you covered. How is he protecting you? Some of us, he don't save us. He don't spare our life. He don't tell the death angel, no, you cannot have this one. He don't rebuke the enemy of that from your life. He don't protect you. Because where places, some places you should have been, but God say no, change your route. And he don't save you.
Just take a few minutes
and thank God. Sometimes we'll get caught up in the complaints, and we get caught up into the negative, and we get caught up into all types of issues. Then we forget about just that little bit of thing, just give thanks. We just thank him for right now. God, we thank you. We just
thank you.
For who you are, we just thank you.
Yes.
Because when we think about on our own personal life, how you don't kept us, how you don't brought us and take us into the place where we're at right now. Thank you. You could just embrace him. Things might not be in your life where you want to be at, but guess what? You're moving. As long as you're moving, you better believe you're gonna eventually come to these gracious ways and accomplish these goals. As long as you're moving, you ain't gonna be in the place where you're standing still and you're just being idle. Keep moving. And just give him God, we thank you this morning. We just bless you. Some of us parents probably be in a place of frustration. Kids started school, Lord, and we probably don't have the finances for finance to take care of different things that we desire for them to have. But guess what, God? We thank you for what we are able to do. We thank you for what we are able to do. And we know that long as we think you're going to begin to bring us into a place to where things are going to begin to rule over. So God, that's why we ask you this morning, position us around individuals that have a deep well and rich knowledge, that they can begin to pour into us and begin to influence us and impact our lives. But we begin to attain the things that you have for us. We thank you, God. We thank you for the things that you've done. We thank you, God, because there was that times to where you just manifested your love and you manifested the things in our life. But
thank
God,
you,
most of all, we thank you for your wisdom and your knowledge, because
thank
we know you there. Because
thank
of your wisdom and knowledge, and because of information that you don't pour into our life, when we don't feel like you're there, we know you're there. When it don't seem like you're there, we know you're there. When it looks like everything else is coming up against us, we know eventually a standard going to begin to lift up against us. So we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So we say thank you.
Some
of you this morning, you need to thank God for your loved ones. You need to thank God for your loved ones. Because, they might not be living a life that you think or desire that they should live. But give thanks unto them. Give thanks unto God. God, I thank you for my loved ones, because one day they're going to be saved. And Lord, matter of fact, we're going to take that one day out. We're going to say today they're going to reach salvation. Today their life is going to change. Today something is going to happen into my family, into my home, where change is taking place. Today something is going to happen in the realm of the Lord, where change is taking place. Today, it's no one thing, it's today. Today it's going to happen. We prophesy today. Today, those that go to work, listen to us. You're going to go to work and you're going to position yourself for your promotion. You're going to position yourself to get ready to get elevated. You're going to position for yourself for increase or for a raise. Today, you're going to position yourself. Today, we will rejoice. And be glad. And the Lord God, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Somebody just go ahead and give them a thank you. Give them a
thank you.
Sometimes we take that up. We take that, Mother Jackson, sometimes we as people, we probably take that sand for granted. That many people did not wake up this morning. And we woke up. Sometimes we take it for granted. Because we don't get comfortable with God and we got comfortable with everyday life. But brothers and sisters, it's a blessing. And most of all, it's a blessing that he then took our life while we in our midst. While we in the things that is not approved to him.
So
therefore, just say, God, thank you. That's his love all by itself. And saying, listen, I'm going to give you another chance. Today you open up your eyes. So today you got another chance. What is not right, you got a chance to get it right. Today you open up your eyes. So today you got a chance to receive that door back. You got a chance to receive that love back. You got a chance to see, my God Almighty, that peace back into your life. Today I give you another chance. Today, I give you another chance while you open up your eyes to get things out of your life and move it out, because you got to understand, just as our pastor Smith always say, time is winding up, and you don't know the time, you don't know the hour. No, we do not. You don't know the time or the hour when God's going to come, and you don't know the time or the hour when you leave here. You don't know the time or the hour when you leave this world. So guess what? Today, God said, I'm giving you another chance. How did you know that? You was able to wake up in your right mind.
Yes,
you was
Lord.
Able to wake up with your eyes.
Thank
Even
you,
though
Jesus.
Things, medical or complication, it could have happened. But guess what? You're still in your right mind. You're
Jesus.
Able to lift your eyes up. So today, by grace, and I'm came into your life and say, listen, I'm still working with you. I'm still working with you, but I need you to work with me. I don't know who this for this morning, but God said, I need you to work with me. And if you can give it to him today you'll see a change that happen in your life. Your change is going to happen today, not tomorrow, not next year, but right now, today. Celebrate him today. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he done for us to bring us into a place where grace is upon our life.
Yes,
my soul can do nothing but shout glory.
Hallelujah.
Because today I'm going to make up my mind and I'm going to change. Today, I'm not going to wait till tomorrow because it ain't promised to me. I'm not going to wait till the next day because it ain't promised to me. Today it has to happen.
Amen.
Let the Holy Ghost shake you.
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Ghost shake you. Let the Holy Ghost bring you into a place today that your life will never be the same. Let him bring you into that place. I feel the Holy Ghost. I thank him. He is my rock. He is my rock. He is our little in the middle of the wheel. He is the great hand. We thank you, God. We bless you. And God, we thank you. Because we are not going to waste time today doing things that is not of you. We're not going to waste our precious time today putting gossip in our ear, listening to gossip, taking part of things that is not of you. We're not going to waste our time today to allow anger and allow anger, stress, and all that to take control and take our day and take time that we cannot get back. hours we cannot get back. Minutes we cannot get back. Teach us, Lord, but we won't take life for granted. Because the moment we don't take life for granted, that's the moment we're going to tap into our joy. That's the moment we're going to tap into our peace. That's the moment we're not going to allow things to stress us. That's the moment we are not going to allow issues to keep overtaking us. That's the moment we'll be able to happen. So keep us to embrace day by day, time by time, and don't be wasteful of the time, wasteful of the day, wasteful of the minutes and of the hours.
Beautiful.
But count it all joy. We count it all joy. Count it all joy. And forgive us, God, for wasting the precious time that you gave us here on this earth, and we've been entertaining things that is not of you. We allow our emotions, our feelings to go into places that it don't have no reason to go into.
Man.
And the time that where we should be looking for our blessings or having our minds inside of you to make different moves for our life or different moves for our business, we entertain things that is not of you. Forgive us. Because
yes,
we are taking for granted today. We are taking for granted that we open our eyes and you got us in our right mind. We're taking for granted that we still have life in our body. Help us, Holy Ghost, not take life for granted. We count every day as a precious day. We count time as a precious time. But we won't take it for granted. Because we've been waking up, some of us, 30 years and 40 years and 50 years and 70 years. Some of us in our 80s, in our 80s years. Because we've been waking up every day. We'll begin to feel as though tomorrow is promised to us. But help us not to be in that mind. To let us know that tomorrow is not promised to us. And regardless of how long we've been on this earth, we still got to count today as if it's our last day. And don't be wasteful of the day, because different things come up our way and we get upset. We will not waste the time. And anything God give you and you wasteful, you need to repent. Because guess what? You wasn't a good steward. And most of the times we have said to God, peoples of God, my God, I feel me going into the teaching of the word for the day. And many a time as us saints of God and peoples of God, we are so wasteful. We are so wasteful of what God then gave us and what he gave what he's gave us the days, what he's gave us a life. And we begin to get to the place to where we are wasteful. We are wasteful because we allow things. Some things going to come into your life to where it's going to upset you. But don't stay there. And the moment you begin to stay there, you become wasteful. Examine your examine your time yesterday. Put your time of yesterday on a scale. On a scale yesterday, what happened yesterday? Was you as angry? Was you stressed? Were you a worry? They'll do that outweigh time where you had joy. You had peace. You cast your cares unto the Lord. You wasn't stressful. You wasn't worried. Do that way more than that other side. Which side weighs more? Anger? Stress? You know, frustration? Worryation? Do that side weigh more than the other side where joy, peace, my God, casting my cares onto the Lord? Do that side weigh more? You go and examine your own life and look at your scale. And your scale is going to tell you where you put your time in and where you put your focus in. That's where you're going to put your focus in. That's where you're going to put your time in. I want to give you this word this morning, and hopefully it brings a life change and give you to the place to where you want to see. Every time you enter into a new level or every time you come into a place of change within yourself, demonic forces does not like it. So what they're going to try to do, they want their whole strategy is before you get too far in or you get too far into that realm or into that level, they want to pull you out. Got to pull you out. They want to pull you out because they don't want men and women, they don't want you to keep advancing or keep moving. So they'll do things to try to pull you out, to pull you backwards. It's just like this here. Say, for instance, you're in the edge of your, you're in the entry door of, you're in the entryway of your house. You're in the front door. You're in the entryway of your house. You're going into your house. Somebody else on the outside, next to you, is trying to pull you or prevent you from going into your house. And they're holding on your arm. You got partial of your body in the inside. The other partial, like your arm, is on the outside and being pulled, trying to come back on the outside and preventing you from going in the inside. That same metaphor is just like going into the realms of the spirit. You're going to have a spirit don't want you to enter into that new place. You're going to have them don't want you to enter into that place that what God is calling you. So instead of them, allowing you to go, they cannot want to pull you from that realm. They don't want you to keep going forward. Because the higher you go, and you keep going forward, what's happened? You get more knowledge. You get more wisdom. Messing with you. You don't have a chance to step to you once you begin to enter into that. So you got to keep pressing forward and get so deep into the rim, get so deep into your chain, get so deep into the Lord. Can't stay on the surface. Can't stay at the front door. You got the opportunity, door open for you. You enter into that place. And once you enter into that place, and how you get moving past place, you get around, or you get into your prayer closet, you get into your word, you get around some believers that is calling on the name of God. You get around some people that's all they're talking about is the Lord. You cannot enter into that place trying to carry old stuff. Old stuff,
amen.
The way you hear stuff, the way you hear gossip, the way you got this going on, that going on. You got to put that stuff off if you're going to enter into that, if you're going to enter into that new realm. Or what's going to happen, you're going to go backwards, and you're going to go back through the change that you first came through. You're going to go back through the change and start all over again. Many of us don't got that time to start all over again. We're trying to get to the place where God has for us. Some of you, we don't got that much time here on this earth to keep playing games, to keep listening to soft stories, to keep hearing lies, to keep hearing that thing. You're going to have to protect your spirit, protect your mind, because you got to let yourself know, baby, we're going to go into this new place. We're going into that realm, and we are not entertaining things that we used to entertain, because that's the sign of the enemy trying to prevent us from going in. What changed about you? What God is doing within you? And when we discover what God is doing within us, we'll discover, listen, I am somebody. God is doing something great. You don't need no one to affirm you, because you can look in the mirror and affirm yourself. You can look in the mirror and say, God is working on you, because you ain't doing that no more. You ain't engaging into that no more. A change is taking place. We got a little bit more work to do. That's what it is, a little bit more work to do, because guess what? We finna get ready to go into home. Is there anybody this morning say, you know what? I'm ready to be a complete product. A complete product. A complete product. It doesn't mean that I'm issue-free, that I got problems don't come my way, things that doesn't happen to me, I don't get upset. You know, that doesn't mean that's a complete product. A complete product means I don't allow what could get me upset to control me. I don't allow the issues that comes into my life to move me. I don't allow the different things that might want to come in to rob me of my joy, rob me of my happiness, to rob me of my peace. I'm a complete product, because what might come to my way, I'm going to look in and put the word on it. What comes my way, I'm going to look at it and put a praise on it. What comes my way, I'm going to give thanks to the living God. That's what makes us a complete product, because we are in God, my God Almighty. We are in Him, and it can continue to make us a complete product. What prevented us from being a complete product with the Lord? A complete product, a strong tower, an individual that is raging within Christ within ourselves. Sometimes we get so caught, sometimes we are so caught up into self, our desire, our wants. And we begin to take things for granted because we're into self. I see y'all tomorrow. Yeah. Even tomorrow ain't promised to us. Do you know how many people just told some, I'm told they church laborers and told that pastor, I can't make it a day, but I see you next Sunday, and they never made it next Sunday. They never made it next Sunday. Because why? We take time and we take life for granted. We don't see the value that is in life. We don't see and really tap into that place to understand that the moment we enter into this world, the time clock begins to tick it before we can exit out of this world. The time clock already started. The time clock already started. Right now, time clock is right now started. Where is your time clock? Where is your time clock this morning? You know what? If we all knew where our time clock was at, we'll have better management of our life. We all knew where our time at and say, you know what, Pastor, you know, 50, 60, 70 years from now, this is what's going to happen. Guess what? We'll begin to bet our life. We'll begin to predict God then. But
amen.
God gave us specific instruction. Count every day as if it's your last. I want to leave you with this wisdom. Look at your scale this morning. If your scale tilts into the side to where things is weighing you down, and the other side, that is, it doesn't have that weight to pick that side up. And that's that side of your peace, your joy. That's your happiness. I'm not allowing things to stress me out. I'm not allowing things to get me down. That shows you where your focus at. And guess what? Where your focus at, that's where you're going to get your philosophy. Your philosophy, your knowledge, your education. That's all you're going to see and you're going to comprehend. Is what weighing heavy in your life. That's all you're going to see. You're not going to see the joy. You're not going to see the beauty. You're not going to comprehend a different level of joy, a different level of peace, come into a new beauty of different things. All you're going to comprehend is where the heaviness or where the weight is at in your life. Where the weight is at in your life. Where the heaviness at in your life. It's time for us to enter into our change and don't look back. I heard the son say, I've been running for Jesus for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. You better run and run and run and don't get tired. Because you know what? Some of us stagnated. We're ready for a new thing. To get ready for a new thing, that calls for a new change. To get ready for a new thing, that calls for something new to outpour. Get ready for a new thing. Calls for a new change. And guess what? When that new change takes place and we go in there and we just give thanks for God, guess what? Now I get a new blessing. There's a new blessing coming my way. I don't know about you, but that's somebody hitting the nail on the head. This is my season for my blessing. This is my season for my grace. This is my
Hallelujah.
This is the season of God. And I know that as many of you that are listening this morning, you could confess and say, this is my season. Know that this is my season because I don't accept change. Change don't came into my life. Change don't came. Now I got a vision. Now I'm ready to work. Now I'm ready to do something for God. And I know that this is going to be the greatest season of my life where I'm going to harvest my blessing. I'm not losing near another blessing anymore because I'm wasting time. I'm wasting it out of time. We're going to receive the things of the Lord because this is my season. My healing coming now. I can tell less how it's going to come. Long as it get here. I'm not blessed. My prosperity is coming to me now. I can tell less how it come. I'm going to walk in my season. You're going to walk in your season. Is the unified of God. And say, this is
my
refuse to allow anything to try to pull me backwards.
Amen. Jesus.
Is anybody would say, this is mine. This is mine. And I refuse to allow anything to pull me backwards. Because why? Because you can remember the same naysayers. Watch this. The same naysayers is the same one that is not going to help you when you have a need. Why we
going
let me say that again. The same naysayers. The same naysayers, the same easiest, They are not the ones that to help you when you need a place, when you need a helping hand up. So why are we worrying about them?
Amen.
Why are we worrying about them? If they have not been for God on your side, maybe you can say, God, I don't know where I will be. And you, I can help the phrase out a little bit. If it have not been for God on my side, I know where would I be. Some of them say, I don't know where I would be. No, I know where I will be. Listen, I could be in jail right now, prison. I should have been there right now. I know where I would have been. And many of you right now this morning, you could say, you know what? I know where I would have ended up at. I know where my life was heading at. I know where my life is heading at. And I thank God that something came into my life. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. I thank God that something came in and turned me around and placed my foot on solid ground. And that way I could say that if it have not been for the Lord in my life, my God Almighty, I know exactly where I will be, but I thank God that He kept us, He protected us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And guess what? We're going to go through this morning. We're going to go through this day getting ready to receive the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord. We are going we are walking into our new place. We are not going to allow anything to stop us because we've got nothing but new all the way around us. My God Almighty, we're going to forget those things of which are behind. We're going to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. It's a change unto a place, and we're going to receive the change, and we're going to keep going forward. I declare and decree it this morning. I change the things in you. Your supervisor, co-workers, on your job, they ain't gonna recognize you. They ain't gonna know this new person. Why? Because you don't got serious about life. You know where you're going. Your context is in the proper water. You know exactly where you're going.
Hey, in the name of Jesus, this morning, out of the bullshit tonight.
It's level.
No weapon.
Because if God don't bless us down, my God, right about now, I can imagine what's going to happen when I go to the next level, when I go to the next phase, when I go to the next realm. Jesus, whatever you're doing in this season, I declare and decree, not only you forget about us, don't allow us to be in a place where we miss it.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Ego Boshada. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Even though we get up in the morning, we have this on our minds, things that is not of you on our minds, things that we shouldn't have on you on our minds, we don't. We get our life for granted. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you the praise.
We do, Lord. Yes, we do,
my
Lord.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, too, Jesus.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh, God.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
My God. Thank you, Lordy. Thank you. Thank you.
I hear the Holy Ghost standing in the spirit. If five people are called by my name. My God, I'm mighty.
My God,
I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Hey, go to Boshe. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hey, go to Boga. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, God. Hey, to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to think of a topic or something today. You don't have to pertain it to you, but you can pertain it to where you are going or where you are moving to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be giving you that tomorrow, and I'm going to show you how to put the context of that topic in a proper order. And for the philosophy to line up with that topic. And you can just see the word of God totally different. Amen.
Amen. Oh God, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Change done took place. And because it done took place, that's why God is doing great things inside of us. And he's doing great things inside of you all. And I'm telling you right now, let's get positioned. And when we get into position and get position, we'll begin to see what God is doing. Amen and amen. I just thank God
amen.
For you all, my God, this morning. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to go in a cell into high places. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, let's blow the adversary out of the way. Let's enter into
yeah.
our realms of food. Let's not go backward. Let's go ahead and go
yeah.
forward. It takes too much time to continue to go backward. But let's keep going forward into the things of God and into the will of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I thank God for each and every one of you. And we're going to keep going forward into the things of God. And we're going to keep moving in. Amen. Until this time.
Amen.
My God, like Pastor Smith always say, don't forget the family prayer. Amen. And until this
Amen.
Time, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you be blessed, and we'll see you there. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.